Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
It's another week.
It's another week.
Another day, another dollar.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah. But before we do, Zipa. Zipa is an anti-snoring device that everybody needs. And we're going to be talking about it a little later in the show. But in the meantime, go to Zipa.com and put in the code FCOL. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.
Right.
Also, tell them about this podcast.
And another is you guys should check out on Podcast One, Starving for Attention with celebrity chef Richard Blase. Starving for Attention every Tuesday on Podcast One. He's serving up great interviews with Curtis Stone, Thug Kitchen, Andrew Zimmerman, and more. So go download him.
Yeah.
And also rate and subscribe.
To us.
To us. And yeah. To everybody.
And also, 1-800-FLOWERS. It's very timely that we are doing an ad for 1-800-FLOWERS because Mother's Day is coming up. And I have some thoughts about that.
Yes.
Some thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get your mom flowers, which I think you should.
Yes,
why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I got some 1-800-FLOWERS.
Yes, me too.
And they're gorgeous.
They last a long time.
They really do.
Honest to God. They do. They last a long time, especially if you take care of them and you put the food in.
The food in, yeah. Mm-hmm. It comes with food at a little vase,
mm-hmm,
or a vase,
yes,
however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get in an argument,
right,
about pronouncing vase,
right,
or vase.
Yeah. If you want to say vase, you want to say vase.
But you can get multicolored roses, which is such a sweet Mother's Day gift. And listen, you can get 24 multicolored roses for only $24, which is pretty amazing. Just pick your delivery date and 1-800-FLOWERS will handle the rest. So look, go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com, click on the little radio icon and enter the code FCOL. That's 1-800-FLOWERS.com, code FCOL. So speaking of
flowers delivery.
Yeah. How did this year go by so fast that it's already everybody's least favorite time of year? Mm-hmm. Teacher Appreciation Month.
Like month?
Well,
how did it go for
it's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh.
But I cannot tell you.
I don't think we're having that right now.
Yeah,
I have not heard.
Isn't it like a national thing, like Secretary's Day?
That's what I thought, but we haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything. Or maybe I'm ignoring the school. I don't know. One
well,
or the other.
You can't ignore it at our school, Lynette.
Yeah.
Because you would think, I swear to God, I was watching a Dateline the other night and mm-hmm, they broke in with an emergency interrupted
right
Dateline to
yes
tell you that Valley Charter is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Right.
Did you go to Sign Up Genius yet?
I saw it on the crawl at the bottom of CNN.
It's like, okay,
oh
listen.
Oh, my God.
Our girl Angie, who's mm-hmm been a listener since for years,
mm-hmm,
I feel bad for her because I know she's like, oh, guys, sorry. This is, she's one of the room moms.
Right.
So she has to send out all the emails. And
mm-hmm,
I know that she's like, sorry, I'm sending another one.
Yes.
But there have been, I've gotten no fewer than like 18 emails.
That's ridiculous.
Alerts, texts, flyers that went home.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we've talked a lot about teachers.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate the goddamn shit out of teachers.
I know,
but we don't
love
need
them
to celebrate them.
Why do they get celebrated so
yeah
much more than mother? We get one day.
I know.
One day.
I know.
Usually
and we
passes
don't bother them
no
about our day.
No, I don't send flyers and go, hey, Mother's Day is coming up. Did you figure out what you're going to do?
Hello.
Did you go to the sign-up genius?
Hello, Mrs. Thompson. Sign-up genius.
So, okay, Monday is, I don't know, coffee, bring your teacher their favorite coffee
God
drink from
now,
Starbucks.
Can I ask you this? Do they do this at LB school? Do they do it in middle school too?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Thank God.
I
Maybe
know.
That's why I haven't gotten anything. Not that they're in middle school yet, but they're at the end of it.
Okay, I've got to find you a couple of these. I have so many sign up geniuses. Because once you sign up, then they're like, then there's always like an addendum, mm-hmm. right? It's like, hey, guy, hey, everybody, thanks for signing up. But just one thing on the gift bag that we're the gift basket that we're, yeah. So we need that end of day Tuesday, mm-hmm. not Wednesday at right. the beginning of the day.
Right. So and does somebody want to put it together? We need somebody to put it together.
So we got somebody volunteered to put it together.
And does somebody want to volunteer shit to put into that gift bag that one schmuck has to put together? Tickets to Jimmy Kimmel Live, maybe?
Yeah. Who's got a
warehouse
connection?
Tour.
Does anybody have a connection to get Disney passes for the
right.
year?
No.
No, I don't.
I would give out tour of Adam's warehouse. That became the biggest pain in the ass because I would do it and then months later I would get the email from like the dad. I'd be like, hey, my brother is in town and him and his wife are really car enthusiasts. So can we bring like six people?
No.
No is right. No. And do I have to be there? Sure. Go find Dylan. I'm not going to take him around. You'll be lucky if you see Adam. And if you do, he's not going to make eye contact with you or anything.
Right. You know he's on the spectrum, right?
Right.
So he's
yes.
not. That's
so
not happening.
Don't expect much.
Okay. This is one of the ones. Okay. So this is the email from Angie. Okay. So-and-so has agreed to coordinate the basket for our teacher, Ms. Barker. Love her. Her class. Please take a moment to sign up and bring the item in by Wednesday morning, May 2nd. You can connect with so-and-so. That's the person who stepped up to put it together. Thank God for this girl, Rachel,
poor
who stepped
schmuck.
Up. To. And here's her name, and here's her phone number, and here's her email, and here's the sign-up genius. By the way, this is like email number 14 from Angie. And Angie, no offense to you because I adore you. It's not your fault. And then the next one. Apologies for the multiple emails. Please see the updated info. We need items by end of day Tuesday. Also, to clarify, we're making two baskets, one for this teacher and one for the teacher's assistant.
Of course.
Please take a minute to sign up for an item for the teacher appreciation baskets. So,
and don't forget the janitor.
Well, that's
don't forget
the
PE teacher.
Oh my God,
who's lazy, by the way, and doesn't do anything.
My God, we are living the same life.
I know.
How did you know I was going to say that? Everybody complains about our PE teacher, but they're like, don't forget her. And the music teacher, who's condescending and rude, and the kids don't like him.
Oh my God, they're doing Willy Wonka, and the kids cannot. She's like, she's an actress type,
right? Right.
I think she's cute, but Sonny's just annoyed. It's all hell. He's like, she's not that great. She thinks she's like jazz hands. Like he's like, I'm gonna take those jazz hands, and like you know, he can't. Nobody likes her. She is condescending, and. And the PE teacher, no offense, but she doesn't do much.
So this is the thing.
And drinks Coca-Cola.
That's not very healthy.
No, it isn't.
Here's the thing. If you want to appreciate, if you're like, you know what, that PE teacher, to me, you know, some of these other moms don't love her. But to me, I think she goes above and beyond.
Right.
You know? Yeah, sure. Does she drink a Coca-Cola now and again? Yeah, but I love her.
Right.
Great. You go appreciate her.
Exactly.
You go get her a Starbucks gift card then.
Right.
Why does it have to be such an organized, like...
Right.
It's just like I don't want to be forced because the more I get, the more it's like, okay, guys, listen. Okay, so here's what our schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday, I think, was bring your teacher their favorite coffee. So somebody's got to step up.
Did you bring something today?
No, I did not because I'm in a hurry.
Right.
I have to take the other one to school. I don't have time to go to Starbucks, make some fancy drink order, and bring it into the teacher.
Right, right.
Okay. But here's what I did do. I'm not that much of a no-getter, but it's the kids are not even appreciating the teachers. We're appreciating
it's you
the
running
teachers.
Around appreciating.
Day two is homemade card flour. What? Pick one. Why does it have to be both?
Homemade card flour?
And a flour. And then so now
and
you need
a flour.
Yeah, so now you need parents to put together the, you know,
oh
to
my
bring
God.
Stuff so
that's
that you can
horrible.
Cut the flowers. And remember the time I told you years ago, I'm still mad about it, when I was helping, I volunteered to help put the flowers in vases or vases.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I cut one of them because it was really long.
Oh, yeah.
And the other mom was like, why did you cut that?
Yeah.
I was like, to make it the same size as the other ones. Then no, this is supposed to be a higher. How the fuck should I know that? What am I, a florist? Go to hell. So that's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, of course, what have I been doing? Hey, guys, you guys want to make your teacher their card, get ahead of the game, not put it off till Monday at 10 o'clock at night? Okay, Mom. Hey, guys, did you guys make your homemade card for your teacher? You're going to do it right now. Hey, guys.
Hand it over.
How'd that card come out? Oh, haven't done it yet, Mom. We're about to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, no card's been made. So that'll be tonight after the rush of homework. And then they're going to be like, okay, so that's Tuesday. So then Wednesday is gift basket day. Mm-hmm. So that's where the genius of sign-up genius comes in. Now, so we get multiple emails about what the basket is. Remember last time I was like, one of them's doing a beach theme? Remember last year. I was like, get her some freaking copper tone lotion and like, just give her a gift card.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
Right.
Nobody wants a 99-cent beach towel from the 99-cent store.
In flip-flops.
Funky you know where
flops.
That stuff is going to get round filed as soon as they get home. They're going to pull out the gift card and go, thanks, kids.
Thanks. Into the trash.
Right. So this one is a spa. It's a spa basket.
Mm-hmm.
So they list all the items that you can sign up to get,
mm-hmm.
which is sweet and great. But
that's all you need. Do you have to have a whole week of this? Just do a basket from the class.
Right.
Here you go.
Right. We appreciate you. Yes. We want you to relax. Also, the items were super specific. You know, they were like a lavender eye pillow. Well, that's not that easy to get on a last minute notice.
So, I'm not going to Bed Bath & Beyond to go find track down.
I went to TJ Maxx and mm-hmm. I signed up for, I figured that was the most no-getter way to do it.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, Sadie loves to go to TJ Maxx. It's like mm-hmm. her favorite thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and she loves to buy that kind of stuff, like smelly soaps and body butters and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, we'll go to TJ Maxx
mm-hmm.
and we'll look for the eye mask and what have you, the things on the list. So we didn't find any eye masks, but we got her some body butter, a mug that says about teachers. I'm a teacher. What's your superpower or something?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I had to send it for a mug.
Mm-hmm.
A mug, some pillow spray, some relaxing sleep pillow spray.
Wow. And very highfalutin.
Yeah, something else. Oh, and I'm giving her some I found in my closet.
Sword and scale mugs?
No, coconut scrub.
Ah! Kopari?
Kopari.
Yes.
Love that stuff.
Yeah.
Have a lot of it at home.
That's what I was going to say.
One
I bet if you looked in the drawer, you'd find something.
Yep, regifting. So now I have to bring all that stuff
mm-hmm.
to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's Wednesday. Then for the other teacher, keep in mind, for us, it's times two.
Right.
So everything you're doing for one class, you got to do it for the other
class.
Exactly. Luckily, the other class is a dude. So they're like, hey, can you kick in $10?
That's it.
I can do that. Yeah. So that's smart.
That's terrible.
So that's for him and his assistant.
Right.
I guess someone will get gift cards. I don't know what they're up to.
Right.
Then Thursday is, so Thursday is like the special lunch day.
Oh,
yes. Thursday is like the luncheon. Okay, so they want people to prepare meals. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bring in treats and stuff, and they're going to do a whole luncheon for all the teachers on Thursday. Then Friday, it's not over, Lynette.
Oh, my God.
Friday is spa day, and then I guess,
walk on their backs? What the fuck?
Probably, yes.
What, do they want
I'm
you to,
so
like,
uncomfortable
rub
right
them
now.
Down?
No, I'm not doing that. That's inappropriate, Lynette. I don't want to give my teacher a shoulder rub.
I wouldn't do any of it, to be honest. I'm done.
I don't think that the teachers want Stephanie Wilder Taylor to come in and be like, let me give you a shoulder rub. Let me get behind you. Hey, how's that? How's that, those knots coming up? How you feel any more relaxed? Hey, can we talk about Sadie's IEP for a minute just while you're here, while I'm rubbing you out? What do you think? Is Sadie's reading? Is it coming along? Or how do you... Can we go in another room by ourselves, Ms. Barker, so I can just really just get in there, get into some of those knots, and just really get into some of these topics I've been wanting to...
dig your...
That's
horrible.
The week.
That's horrible.
So I feel like... And I
feel like
you're
being raped. That's what I feel like.
I'm violated right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I do appreciate our teachers.
I'm serious.
Them to have stuff. But I think it would just be a lot easier if I could just pay the $10 like I am mm-hmm. for one teacher.
Right.
But I'm bringing in the stuff for the gift basket. Do you think that's enough? Like, I don't have to also make cookies for the luncheon,
No. By the way, they're not going to notice if you're not dropping off homemade sugar balls or whatever, or you know what I mean? They're not going to go like, right. Oh, wait a minute. We got lasagna. We got the cookies. We got the spaghetti. We got the pizza. Where's Stephanie Wilder Taylor's baking? Where's her pies? They're not gonna know. They would never.
Where are her pies?
Where's your pies?
That woman is famous for her pies, and I see no pie.
Oh, no,
not
pie.
One pie, not a no. single, not a mince
Nothing.
Meat, not a rhubarb,
no.
not a lemon meringue.
Minced.
What's happening?
No.
What's going on?
That's right.
They're gonna call me at home. When mm-hmm. hi, we're just. Are you okay? We didn't see any items.
Right.
In the, there's a lot of the moms pitched in.
Right.
And we didn't see anything. Did we miss it?
That's
did
right.
We just wanted to check because maybe it's behind the counter in the office. Maybe you put it there. Right. We just didn't see it.
See, you're not going to get busted. You won't get busted. I forbid you, actually. I say you just give them whatever you bought and that's it. Call it a day. That's it. No, protest. I'm telling you. Adam had me do that 1 year. Like, no more homework. Tell them, remember that?
Right,
no
right.
more homework. It was the end of the year. He's like, if they want to do a project, I'm building a deck in the backyard. If they want to do a project, they can come and build a deck. I don't need any more projects. I don't need any more cardboards. I'm not going to back out in my garage over a bunch of pictures that stuck together on a cardboard. Yeah. Half-ass done. No. Tell them no. And I remember I did. And I remember I got the stink eye.
I know. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
At back to school night.
One thing I do love about our school is that we do a lot of projects. It's mm-hmm. project-based learning. It's mm-hmm. great curriculum. Mm-hmm. But none of the projects ever come home. So therefore, you get called in to like come and see the culmination of whatever their project
right.
is. And you're like, whoa, how'd that happen? How'd that come together?
Right.
They're working on their biography piece or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nothing that comes from the house. They make cardboard cutouts.
So they
and
do
they
it
draw,
there.
They do everything at school.
That's what it's supposed to be.
So homework is just homework. It's just like your math sheet and your spelling words or whatever.
But fourth grade was all projects, constantly home projects, science fair projects. Sonny had to do a video on Levi Strauss.
Right. Yeah, we had, because it's famous Californians.
Right. That's right. That's what they were studying. But fourth grade, I think, is known because I was talking to my other girlfriends on Friday at like a mom get together. And it's fourth grade was all projects. Fifth grade was fine. Sixth grade is sixth grade. And then they go into middle school in seventh grade.
Wait, you buried the lead. You went to a mom get-together?
Yeah.
That is not like you.
I know, right?
What happened?
It's my girlfriend, Melissa. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Cousin Sal's wife. It
That's
was her
a
birthday.
Friend get-together.
Yeah, but and then Suzanne. So we were talking mom stuff a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because Melissa has a son that's 1 year older than mine and Suzanne's kids.
Right.
So we can ask her, like, what we got to look forward to next year.
Right.
You know? And she's, you know, she's like, Archie loves seventh grade, blah, blah, blah. So we were talking about that.
Elby's in seventh grade. You know, she has no homework.
Yeah, that's
ever.
What she was saying. She was saying seventh grade's pretty easy. They love their
pretty
independence.
Chill.
They have ton of independence and yeah, and not a lot of homework.
Oh, my God. Okay. Speaking of independence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go
well,
for
this
it.
Woman is never going to listen to the podcast. So
that's
it's
what
fine.
You think.
Okay. So get this.
Yes.
You remember Takis?
Yes.
Takis girl?
Yeah. How could
okay,
I forget?
For anybody that forgot, I've been like stalking this Sadie's friend and trying to get her mom to like let her do stuff with us.
But because it's their culture.
Their
that's
culture.
Right.
Yes. They're not from Mexico, but they're of Latin descent. And their Latin culture is – the mom told me. She's like, we're Latin. It's our culture. We just don't let our kids go to sleepovers.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So keeping in mind that the dad is – that they're super controlling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not fair. They're not super controlling, but worried. So the mom will sometimes call several times when her daughter's at her house.
Well, maybe it's because her daughter had to go to the ER because she was throwing up Takis.
Because I apparently gave her too many Takis, yeah. So I worked my way back.
Okay.
She wasn't allowed to come over to our house for a little while.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So then, but then, Sadie could only go over to her house.
Right.
Which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually, I got back in her good graces, and then she started coming over again. Okay. So then The other day she came over for a play date, and it was kind of a big deal because she hadn't been over in a really long time. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so Sadie and Xander have been getting more freedom because John and I are not helicopters, and we work on ourselves in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in I would say in the past, like, few weeks, we started letting Sadie and Xander walk to the park.
Yeah.
Which is, I think I told you about this. It's, like, four blocks from my house. It's not far at all.
Right.
Four blocks in a little residential neighborhood.
Right.
So remember the story I told you where the mom, where Xander had a friend over and we let them walk to, John let them walk to the park, and then the mom was like, all right, I'm on my way to get my kid. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I, because they don't have a phone.
Right.
They have an iPad with them, of course. They have to bring an electronic, but so that they could take pictures.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have Wi-Fi. So now, now I'm getting nervous and I go driving over to the park and I start looking for them and there's nobody there. And I know they're fine.
Right.
Because it started out where they were just going to scooter around the neighborhood.
Right.
But John said they had gone to the park. So I was like, oh. So I looked at this place where they usually go, this little baseball diamond near our house.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't over there. So I look. Anyway, then John gets nervous too, so he finds him in like 2 seconds. They're just scootering around the couple, like two blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fine. So I'm out. Oh, LB had a volleyball game on Thursday. So this is when the girl was at our house. So the mom calls me or texts me, and she's like, "Hey, how's it going?"
The Takis mom.
Takis mom says, "How's Takis?" And I said, fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, can you have her call me? Like, I want to talk to her. And I was like, okay. So I text John and I was like, hey, John, Takis needs to call her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, well, they went to the park.
Oh.
And I was like, no.
That's not
no,
the right
no,
answer, John.
No, 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 no. It's one thing for us to let our kids go to the park because I've gotten cool with it.
Yeah, right.
But this mom is not in a million,
she ain't
zillion.
Down for that.
She is not going to be down for that.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, when did they leave? And he goes, oh, not very long ago. I told him, so I'm like, oh, I got to buy time.
I'm like, I don't
buy
answer
time.
The phone.
So
I don't have any service.
Yeah. So I was like, hey. So I go, so they went for a walk. Can I have her? They went for a little walk and can she call you in a little bit? And she was like, okay. So then so now it's 4:30. So this was, had been at like 4:20. So at 4:30, I was like, hey, are they back yet?
Mm-hmm.
And John goes, no, I told him to be back at 5. I'm like, this mom is going to lose her mind. She's going to drive over to our house and be like, where is my daughter?
Right.
I mean, she's called before and she has likes to have a long chat with her daughter in the middle and find out the whole schedule. What's the agenda?
What's going on over
there?
Like,
what are they letting you do that you would never get to do at
our
house?
What's the dog like? Does the dog bite? Stay away from the dog.
Yeah.
It was my parents.
So anyway, 5 o'clock rolls around, I guess. So I'm still at the game. So John texts me. He's like, Takis called her mom and told her they went to the park.
Oh my God.
And he goes, I don't think it went well. He goes, there was a long pause. And I was like, oh no.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. So then
I'm like sweating for
you.
So
I text the mom and I was like, can Takis stay for dinner? I said, because and she's like, I'm picking her up for church. Yeah, on a Thursday.
What? Really? At 5?
Yeah. So then I said, I was just trying to get back in her good graces. I was like, well, I said I was going to order some pizza. I said, and she's like, well, I need to pick her up by whatever it was going to be in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be there to pick her up. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to feed. I'll just make sure she's fed. Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, I would like her to have eaten.
Okay.
Also, keep in mind.
But not
Takis. Not that you would know this. That she'd been at our house, so Thursdays is a 1 p.m. pickup day.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd been over for hours.
Okay.
So, of course, she wanted her to have eaten something, right?
Right.
She's going to pick her up. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna give her dinner. I gave her a big bag of Takis. And then I go.
You didn't say that, did you?
I did so.
Oh, my God.
She gave me a little laugh face emoji.
Oh,
okay. She got the humor, but picked her up. And I haven't heard anything about it, but I know she's never going to let her come over, not to eighth grade. So, yeah, so that happened. And then
You know she's like, so you did what? Where'd you go? How far was the park? Just the two of you? And you how long were you gone?
Oh, my God. She's going to die.
I mean, I don't know her, but I know.
Hopefully she'll think her daughter was exaggerating. Also, her daughter was trying to get all into the snacks again, which you know she's not allowed to do.
Right.
And Sadie was like, oh, I was trying to stop her, but she just kept going into the refrigerator, going in the pantry, like getting – and John knows about the no snacks thing, so he was having to do like the police work. Yeah.
What the fuck? What do you got to do? Tell little talkies, like, you're going to have to put a lock on the cabinet next time she comes over? Like, because she can't have any junk foods, right?
This girl's 9 years old, and you just know.
It's a lot of work.
So my other friend, okay, so the kid, the original friend of Xander's who came over, who I was freaking out a little bit looking for the kids
right.
when she was coming to get him. The other day he came over, yesterday, so I texted the mom and I was just like, hey, would you be cool if they want to go to the park?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, by themselves? And I was like, yeah. I mean, they're too old for a parent to be like, how you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they're not at that watch me climb the monkey bars age. You know? And they're not even really going to go to the play equipment. My kids are going on 11. They're just going to go scooter around on the path.
Right.
It's a very safe neighborhood.
Right.
Anyway, she was like, yeah, not comfortable with that. So I felt like I had to be honest because I don't want to be sneaking around sending somebody's kid to the park, you know?
Right.
Anyways, then she was just like, I'm sorry. I just feel like, you know, there's could be some wacky people around. And then I was like, okay, well, is it okay if they scooter around the neighborhood at least? And she was like, yeah, just like as long as they're kind of close to home. So if she's not cool about it, you know Taki's mom lost her mind when she found out. And she was probably like, you're never, ever going to her house again.
No. I know.
And in my defense, if I had been home, I never would have let her. I never would have let her take Takis to the park.
Right.
Because I would know that, you know what I mean? Yeah. I would never have allowed that.
Of course, right.
But John doesn't know how insane people are.
Right.
So there you go. I know you guys who are listening in other parts of the world are just like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
You can't go to the park.
You just have to
people
have.
People are, they're worried.
Everybody has to use their best judgment.
Yeah, you said you would have been a little concerned.
Yeah, I think at that, how old are they? Nine?
Well, Sadie's 10 and a half. She'll be 11 in November.
Oh, yeah. So like last year, I'm trying to think. That's the age where I started letting them walk around the neighborhood by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they're together.
As long as they're together. Now, Natalia's starting to walk to her friend's house by herself after school, and that kind of worries me. I still like a little girl walking by herself, and she takes the back road because it's quicker, and so she has to cut through an alley.
Give her some pepper spray.
I bought some, actually. It's a good idea. I gotta give it to her, yeah.
I just thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that's the only thing that if it was sunny, when they're by themselves and they're walking around the backside of things, like there's a horse trail by us and stuff, it's a little, even when I'm
agree.
By myself.
I agree, me too. But if they're together with
another
kid, I
know every Friday is their treat. They walk together with a bunch of them. It's kind of far. It's like, I don't know, 6 or 7 blocks away.
That's not far.
That's not far, but
no.
But when you have your backpack and all that shit. But so, yeah, so they go to the town center and they hang out there and they get ice cream and they do whatever, you know, they play around. Olga was spying on them for a while to tell Olga to, like, back off. But no, they go walk. They take Phil for walks now all the time. It's nice.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do a quick ad break?
Yeah.
Because we need to tell people the whole story about Zipa.
Yes.
For one.
If you have somebody snoring.
Yeah. If you have a snorer in your life, get Zipa, Zyppah. It's guaranteed to stop them from snoring. And it's a thing that goes in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Like a mouth guard.
Like, it looks like a mouth guard. It's not – you picture something crazy like a big machine in your house getting driven up
like
by a truck.
The hose, yeah.
No, it's not like that. It's like a little thing that's kind of inconspicuous, and it helps get rid of snoring.
Right.
I think a lot of us deal with somebody in our lives who's a snorer.
Yes.
But this has been endorsed by a lot of famous people and doctors, and it's comfortable – affordable, safe, and effective, and cleared by the FDA. So if you want to get one of these, you want to try it out, it's under $100. Go to Zyppa, Zyppah.com, and use the code promo code FCOL for free shipping.
Nice. It's worth it.
So Zyppa, Zyppah.com, promo code FCOL to get you free shipping.
Yeah.
Also, while we're at it, we have a new product called Little Bits.
Little Bits.
It's easy to use electronic building blocks for creating inventions large and small. It's a droid kit.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like the perfect gift for like...
If Sonny was 6 or 7 years old again, he would have loved this thing.
He does now. I don't know. And you use it. It looks like a droid once it's built and it works with your phone. It's like building a little robot. So you use your smartphone or device.
It has an app. Yeah.
Yeah. And you get to customize it, your droid, give it a personality. And they're going to be sending us one. So then we're going to really be able to tell it. But it's got color-coded bits. It's got it's like building a robot. You get to code it. You
I'm
get to
have
make
Sonny
it
put
do
it
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great – like, you know how sometimes it's good to plan ahead for birthdays,
I'm
holidays.
Totally going to buy this for a couple people.
Yeah. So if you want your little bits, you're going to go to littlebits.com/FCOL, and you're going to get $10 off your first droid inventor kit. So that's littlebits.com/FCOL.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Back to our show.
Go.
Can I complain about something so dumb?
Go. No, go ahead.
This is so dumb.
Stephanie, there's never any dumb complaints, just dumb people.
Okay. So I have a new therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I think I was going to tell you about this last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep in mind, this might seem really dumb. Mm-hmm. But okay, so I went to the therapist. She was recommended by a friend of mine, and I trust her opinion. And I went to her, and she was great. But okay, so the first time, though, I went to her website, and I emailed her, and I was like, dude, I need therapy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear anything back. So then I went and used the phone number on her website. I called. She called me back on my cell phone, and I chatted with her, told her what was up. You know, this is what's up.
Right.
And she was like, come on in. Uh-huh. So we made an appointment. So I went in, had the appointment, and I really liked her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's very into, thinks most things that ALU can be cured with mindfulness, which ain't nobody got time for mindfulness.
I know. Mine's all about meditation. She's a Buddhist. She's a hippie. She's, yes. Like, you should really try to meditate. How many times I've heard that?
I know. I know.
Meditate. I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah. If I could meditate, I wouldn't be here. My mind works way too fast to meditate. But I get it. Like, look.
Yes, I get it.
I don't expect a magic pill.
Right.
Well, there are those.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. But I understand. Of course, I'm open to it. Whatever. Okay. So here's the complaint, though. So everything's fine. I liked her. We made an appointment.
Okay.
For the next week.
But okay.
Then... like 2 or 3 days before, 3 days before, I got an audition, which I will also tell you about.
Woohoo!
And it's only my second one
ever. It's my lucky day today.
Oh, my God. I have it all written down. Audition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Therapist. Okay. So I'm like, the audition was going to be at the same time as my second ever therapy.
Yes.
But I was like, what do I need more? A commercial, a national commercial, or therapy? Obviously, a commercial.
Of course. Therapy.
I can stay crazy.
Yes.
I can't always book a commercial.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's fine. Okay.
Right.
So I'm like, all right.
Stay crazy.
We're way ahead of time, you know? So, and this time that she gave me wasn't going to probably be my regular time anyway. So I email her.
Right.
And I say, hey, so sorry. I know this is only like our second appointment, but I just need to switch it. Either I have these other times, like in the afternoon, or if worse comes to worse, like same time the next week.
Right.
But something came up.
And this is 3 days ahead, right? This is not 24 hours, is it?
It's like now it's like I did it on first thing Monday morning, and my appointment was for Tuesday at 11:30.
Okay.
So early in the morning, like, yeah. So way over 24 hours in advance, though.
Right.
Okay. So I don't hear anything back, like, for the change of time. So I'm like, huh, it's so weird, you know? So the next morning, which was Tuesday morning, I was like, I just want to make 100% sure that she got my email. So, and then it occurred to me that the first time I emailed her, she didn't respond to that either. I called her. So I go to the phone number on the website and I call her and I was like, hey, I just want to make positive that you got my message, my email yesterday, changing my appointment. Or so I, then she calls me back on my phone and I didn't answer the phone because at that point, I was at the doctor's office with one of the kids. I was at a doctor's appointment, like orthodontist or something. So I leave and I check the message. And she was like, hi, no, I did not get your email. And by the way, I don't take emails for changing appointments or appointments. It's not HIPAA compliant.
Oh my God.
And also texting, which I didn't do anyway, is also not HIPAA compliant. So you need to call me if you, and you know, normally, I mean, you didn't do this 24 hours in advance.
Yes, I did.
Because I emailed her, because how the fuck should I know that emailing is not HIPAA compliant?
I know.
Since when is an email not HIPAA compliant?
Right.
I'm sorry to scream right now.
Right.
But my life is about doctor's appointments for kids, and I do all of it over email.
Right.
How often do doctors call you back on the – they rarely do. Yeah. Most of the doctors that I deal with, Sadie, endocrinologists, all of their different doctors, pediatricians, they email me.
Yeah.
All the time.
Sometimes they even have like a portal, like patient's portal.
Yeah.
Right? Mine
do. Big on email. Yeah. My doctors all prefer email to tell you, even to tell you things. And in fact, Xander's doctor, who I did blood work through, texted me the results. So how results of a blood test, how's that HIPAA compliant?
Right.
So I was like, and it's me. I'm the one. It's not even my kid any, at this point. It's me. How's it not HIPAA compliant to me? I'm the one calling you.
Yes, exactly.
HIPAA and is they don't – they can't give your information out. So, yeah, but I'm calling you and it's – okay, so I was like – so the message was so chastising. It was just like, you know, I could – you know, normally I would charge. You know, if you don't do it within 24 hours, then I have to charge for the whole appointment. This time, I'm going to – I'm not going to charge you this time. But, like, next time I will have to charge you. So, anyway, you can call me back and I can give you – and I don't have blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to be able to do this time next week because I have a thing or whatever. So then, of course, now I'm like, I don't want to call her back.
I don't blame you.
Because it's like, I feel like I'm going to be calling a mom, my mom.
I know.
And the whole reason I go to therapy is because I don't like my mom. You know that feeling where I was just like, oh, so chastised. And I didn't do anything wrong. I emailed her like a normal person.
Right.
So then the next day, so now I'm putting it off. So the next day. She leaves me another message and she's like, hi, I'm waiting to hear like when you want your appointment. Okay. So I call her back.
And she answers the phone.
I call her on the cell phone number she gave me and she answers. You're not supposed to. You're a therapist. You're not supposed to answer the phone.
Right.
You're supposed to seem way too busy.
Yes.
You don't answer the phone.
Let it go to voicemail.
Let it go to voicemail.
Yeah.
Be a professional.
I'm thinking about becoming a therapist just for that reason.
Just to be like, oh, yeah. Only the only time that you're allowed to tell me anything is in the office for 45 minutes.
Right.
So she answers the phone and I was like, hi, doctor. And she's like, hi, you know. Oh, so I said, here's the thing. I got your message, but I emailed you. You have an email. I'm worried that you don't get your emails because you have an email address on your website.
Right.
She's like, yeah, I don't use email for that.
Well, what
I said, but I just am afraid you're not getting it. I said, because she goes, I only use that, my email address for making new appointments. And I go, first time appointments. So I said, well, I actually did email you the very first time for the appointment and you didn't call me back So I called you. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Then she started arguing with me. She's like, nope, the first time you called me.
Oh, my God. And I said,
yes, I did. But that's because I emailed you and you didn't email me back. So I called you.
Right.
And then you called me back and we set up an appointment. But I had emailed you and didn't hear back. I said, so when I emailed you again, because I said, I do a lot of dealings with doctors over email. So I never would have known.
Right.
I've never heard of that not being HIPAA compliant. She's like, nope, nope, it's not. I don't work that way. So I was like, okay, well, now I know.
Mm-hmm. That okay. You're a bitch.
But so now I have like a weird feel.
I know.
Like now,
I
even
go.
Though I loved her, I thought she was a great therapist.
Yeah.
I really thought she was smart and like
you would like
with
mine.
It. But yours doesn't live here, right?
She's no, in she's
Oregon.
In Portland. She's in Portland. Yeah. She's in Portland. But she does phoners and she does Skype. She used to live here and she would she's in her 60s. She's got like that long gray black hair, you know.
Right, I love yes, we talked about this.
Yeah, and she's like wonderful and like warm and I love her. I've been seeing her forever. But she would start to fall asleep.
Oh, right.
And my other friends that I sent, they were like, "Thank you for sending me." I'm just going to call her Linda. "Thank you for sending me to Linda. Does she ever fall asleep on you?" I'm like, oh my God, she falls asleep all the time. She sits and she tries
to be
very
narcolepsy.
Well,
or do you think you're just super boring?
I think I'm boring. she sits with her hands.
Some real problems, Lynette.
Like her hands plant her palms are planted on her knees, and she's sitting like upright, like you know, with a nice posture. And she's like, okay, so tell me. And then I start telling, and then she starts snoring. She starts going.
I would die.
Her eyes start to get heavy, and then she'd wince.
Okay, I could not handle that.
It was bothering me for a while.
My self esteem.
It was bothering. But then when I found out she was doing it to my other friends, and she was doing it almost every time I went in there, and I only went in there like once a month at that point or whatever. But then everybody was like, "Oh yeah, she falls." Like eight people to Starbucks.
I know. When you go in there.
That's true. That I should. But now I see her. I talked to her. Then she had to move. She wanted to be closer to her grandchildren, and so she does Skype or she'll call. Phoners are fine. Like I like it. I'll just pull over to the side. She always says, "Are you in someplace quiet where you can talk? You're not driving, are you?" "Oh, no, I'm not driving." "I'm on the 101. that's not a horn. That's Natalia. But, yeah, she's great. But now you got to start. I don't know. Are you going to start over? Are you going to go see her? To me, I would feel embarrassed. Like, I would be like, I don't want to go in there now and tell her all my, like, after she's chastised me a few times and argued with me. Now I got to go see therapist for my therapist. Like, I know.
Well, I guess the thing is, like, I could just, okay, now I know the rule. So now I know I have to call her if I have to change
the
appointment.
Yeah, by the way, why didn't she say that up front? She should have said, by the way, I only take phone calls.
I know she never said that. And I had to fill out a mountain of paperwork.
Ugh. Does she take insurance?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. So So for the next appointment, she was like, well, I can give you – I might have this afternoon one. And I was like, maybe I can do that, but I don't want to – I can't commit for sure. Can I just say maybe and call you and let you know? And she was like, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll call you if somebody wants to take that spot. And I said, okay. And now I feel like I'm not taking that spot. So now I feel like, oh, I think I have to call her. This Thursday. And say, yeah, I don't want that spot. But now I'm worried she's going to answer the phone. You know what I mean?
And what she does is go, wrong number.
Yeah.
Just call her back another time.
Or that she has one number that's her off that's on the website. Maybe I'll just call that one. That one she doesn't answer.
But then what
but
if
her
she
cell
goes?
Phone, she's like, hello?
At least she's not falling asleep.
That's true. She's too wide awake.
She's too on top of it.
She's alert.
She is. Wait, I want to hear about your audition.
Oh, my God. I feel like we should save something for
okay.
Friday's episode. All
right.
But,
all right. Okay.
But do you have anything? What's going on with you?
I just had a busy weekend. I got stuff we can talk about on Friday, too. But it was just one of those weekends. Just Adam was out of town. Friday, I spent Friday with my girls. We went to a spa. We took Melissa to the spa. And it's fun talking to them because I haven't seen them in so long. And there's also that awkwardness sometimes because Suzanne's my best friend.
Right.
Who I love. And Gracie, her daughter. And then there's...
Who do you like more, though? Jody or Suzanne?
I knew you were going to ask that. It's nobody like... I don't know. I love them both equally. Mm-hmm. They both have different qualities.
Right.
So then there's Melissa, who Suzanne and Melissa love each other, which is fine, which is great. But then Melissa has her kids see my kids every Sunday.
Well, oh, really?
During football season.
Right.
So Sonny and Archie, her son, are like besties whenever they see each other. They never get to see each other. So when they see each other, you know. So
wait, I thought they see each other every Sunday.
Well, they during football season, but it's over now. So now they haven't seen.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that we went to Rancho Relaxo.
Right.
But we forgot to invite Suzanne,
right,
and her daughter, and I feel bad. But it was just a different dynamic. You know what I mean?
Of course I do.
It's like I don't know.
It's not going to work,
right?
Well, the girls don't get along.
Yeah, I mean they
very
used
well.
To not get along. I guess they get along. I mean I don't know. They haven't been with each other. We'll find out because we're going to Chicago together. That's another story. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. So Suzanne says on Friday because we went to the spa and then we had lunch outside and we're talking about how nice it is and then Suzanne's like and yeah. You bitches, next time you guys go to Palm Springs, I'm on in on that. Like, you know, and I was like worried that she was going to bring it up. Because I even asked Melissa, I was like, shoot, we should have invited Suzanne. She's like, yeah. She's like, well.
You have too many friends that think they should be in on. It's like, I feel like
yeah.
you can't do something with a friend without a different friend
right.
being like, well, how come I didn't get invited?
Right. I know.
What are you supposed to invite all of them? If you
I
go
know.
See Bruce Springsteen, you got to call
That's
every single
Bruce,
one of them
exact.
Up and be like,
yes.
hey, just to let you know, I'm going to Bruce Springsteen. So if
right.
you're going to get your feelings hurt, I guess.
Yeah. I know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But I just feel bad. And then like when we go on our annual, where we're going to make it an annual vacation now, you know, over the holidays, we got together with their family, my family, because Melissa and I are Melissa and I, and then there's Adam and Sal, who love each other. They're like best friends. Then there's the boys, and then there's Natalia, who doesn't have a girl, and then Daniel Kellison and his wife, and they have a boy
right.
that gets along with their boys.
Right.
And Natalia's like the odd girl out because it's all boys. And I easily have Suzanne come, but then it which is fine. I guess I should do that. So
I don't know. I understand. There's certain dynamics that you're like, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, it's like Cammy. You know, Cammy is very wise for her little age because she has like a policy where she only has one play date at a time. Like she doesn't want to be with Olivia and Natalia. Sometimes she will. She'll make exceptions. But for the most part, she likes one-on-one. Like somebody's going to spend the night, she just wants one girl to come over and spend the night. Like if she's going to go do something on a Saturday, she does it with one friend. She likes to. So I'm kind of that way. Like if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something with Melissa and, you know, or it's kind of. If it involves the kids, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's the kids is not the problem, but it's.
Yeah. I mean, we have talked about this a lot, but it's something that everybody who has kids is going to find out. It changes the dynamic of a lot of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids have to get along great.
Yeah.
And if they don't, if it's anything less than great, it makes your friendship tough.
Right. Right.
I mean, I had that friend, the same as you, with the daughter with the same name,
mm-hmm.
and it
mm-hmm.
broke up our friendship. I just
really?
Haven't talked to her in a long time. It's just
because her daughter was not being nice to your kids.
She wasn't being nice. Yeah, she would just my daughter, who loves everybody, did
mm-hmm.
not love her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Was like if it was like, hey, do you want to go over to her house? Like she'd be like, all right,
mm-hmm.
you know. Her daughter would do stuff like just we'd come over to her house, and she would invite us over. Like, hey, come over and come swimming. Okay, so we'd show up,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be like, where's your daughter? And she's like, oh, she's upstairs watching a movie in her room. Okay.
And so what's LB supposed to do?
Right. Or she's sleeping.
Mm.
They were old enough to not be taking naps,
right.
you know? It's like, you just invited us over.
Right.
Like, what's my kid supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah, and then LB would be like, what am I supposed to do? And she'd be like, oh. I forgot what I used to call her. her name, Tina. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, Tina, Elby's here. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to come down right now. And then there'd be other stuff that she would do stuff and she just wouldn't discipline her.
That's what I was going to ask you.
And then it was the thing where she'd be like, you're going to get a timeout if you mm-hmm. keep doing that. Mm-hmm. And then she'd keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And Elby would just be looking at me like, are you kidding me right now?
Right.
Like, and then one time she pushed Elby's head under the water in their swimming pool and Elby was freaking out. And I said, Tina, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend was like, please don't ever discipline my child. She goes, I'm in charge of the discipline or whatever. And I said, well, you weren't saying anything and it wasn't safe.
Right.
So I am going to stop your kid if something that's not safe.
Right.
And then we had like a little kind of weird tension
about
isn't
it. Isn't that weird?
And then another time, her daughter, we were at her house and her daughter kept like grabbing toys out of Elby's hand, and they were way older mm-hmm. than an age where you grab stuff
right.
and go, that's mine.
Right, right.
But
right.
she would grab stuff out of Elby's hand, and Elby would just be like, all right. And then she kept doing it and just being really bratty.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, I think I told you this story, because eventually she was like, if you keep doing that, you're going to get a timeout. If you keep mm-hmm. doing that, you're going to get a timeout. If you keep doing that, it went on and on and on. I was so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And then finally she was like, get out of the pool right now. And then she pulls her out of the pool, mm-hmm. takes her in the house, and they're in there forever.
Right.
Like she's getting a lecture. I don't uh-huh. know what's happening. Or they're having a fucking hour-long talk about her feelings and how. And Elby's like, Mom, can we go, please? Can
mm-hmm.
we go?
Mm-hmm.
So we went over to my and in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
but when I'm not exaggerating when I say they mm-hmm. were probably in the house for 40 minutes.
Oh, I believe
minutes.
It because I've had the same experience.
Yeah. So finally we left. And we walk into the house and mm-hmm. we got all our stuff together. And mm-hmm. I was like, we're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been there all morning. It
right.
wasn't like – and she was like, what? Wait.
Oh, my God. What is
– And I was like, we have to go, but we'll talk later. And then we leave. And then she's super mad at me because – and I said, but you were in the house for like over mm-hmm. a half an hour
mm-hmm.
talking to her.
And
I said, and it
wasn't your
fun.
This is your friend. Before you guys had kids, you guys were friends.
Well,
right?
No, not,
or you
not
became friends?
So much, but we became friends when the kids were really little.
Right, though. When they were babies.
Yeah, Elby mm-hmm. was like two.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then that was that, and then...
Or maybe her daughter was two and mine was three, and Elby was three. Yeah, so I mean, but we were the ones that got along.
Right.
She's hilarious
yeah.
and fun
right.
and like was a good friend.
Right, right.
But it was too hard. It was
no,
just
I
like,
know.
So eventually I started just doing stuff with her without the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, let's just, you know, mm-hmm. but that's hard too because then it's clear
awkward.
That you're kind of avoiding.
Right. Well, Suzanne and I mean, we've been friends for, I don't know, 40
right.
years or something.
Right.
And we just had this, you know, we had the fault. They just didn't get along when they were age 0 to 5 or 6. And then I finally gave up and we just, and then I think we moved and we didn't see each other very much. And then we didn't talk to each other very much. And yes, we did have conversations about it. Like, I feel uncomfortable when this happens. And it's also parenting styles, you know, is
right.
different. And it's hard when your friend is your friend, but then you see them parenting or they see you parenting in a way that they don't like. And I'm sure she doesn't like the way I parent, I guess. I don't know. And I don't let, you know. And so at the time, I don't know how things are now because everybody's older now and we don't really see her that much.
Right.
However, we're going to Chicago.
So why are you going to Chicago?
For Nicholas's wedding, my
nephew.
Oh, mm-hmm.
got it.
Yeah, and we were telling Melissa this on Friday, and so Melissa's like, so you guys are both going to Chicago? Yeah, with your kids? And Melissa knows our situation. Oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay, so Lynette, you're bringing your kids, and Suzanne, you're bringing Gracie, and you guys are all staying at the same hotel. Yeah, and then Melissa was quiet for a second, and she's like, Sonny's going to hate the shit out of that trip. Like, because she knows Sonny because
yeah.
of, you know,
yeah.
and it's true. Like, Sonny, he's going to be the only boy and
right.
with all the girls.
Right.
Like, we're going to get our hair done and, you know, get dressed up for the wedding. And he's going to be in a suit and he's just going to be. But, yeah, we're going to Chicago.
When are you going?
End of May, Memorial Weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What, you're going to be back in time for our San Francisco trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, our San Francisco trip. Yeah.
June 2nd.
Yeah. It's the following weekend is our San Francisco.
No. Oh, it is?
Yeah. Because I come home on Monday, Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Which is like the – oh, maybe Memorial Day is like the 26th.
I'm not – yeah. But anyway.
Anyway.
I'll be fine. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, you know what you might be doing, though, when you're in Chicago?
Drinking?
Drinking a lot.
And Mangria?
Then you might get yourself a hangover.
Uh-huh.
And you know what's really good for a hangover?
What? Tell me. Tell me all about it.
Liquid IV.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid IV. It's a rehydrating thing. Drink. It's got like electrolytes and it's really actually for post-workout recovery, but it also works for hangovers. It's portable powder pockets. So if you need to recover from a night out or fuel your fast-paced lifestyle, liquid IV provides hydration for
nice.
You. Yeah. Non-GMO, vegan, no gluten, dairy, or soy, and it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Yeah, and it goes right to your bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. So we love Liquid IV. I got a box of it right here next to
me.
Yeah, and right now our listeners can get 20% off liquid-iv.com when you use the code FCOL at checkout. That's 20% off of anything you order on the website. So go to liquid-iv.com, enter the promo code FCOL, and get your savings. Start getting better hydration with Liquid IV.
And while you're hydrating, you want to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself ButcherBox. Delivers healthy 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range, organic chicken, and heritage breed pork directly to your door on a monthly basis.
Nice.
All their products are humanely raised and never, ever given antibiotics or hormones. So to get the good quality meat, and trust me, there's a difference when you get good quality meat. It makes a difference. You can go to butcherbox.com. And for our listeners, if you go to butcherbox.com, you use the promo code FCOL, you'll get $10 off plus free bacon. So who doesn't like free bacon? Go to butcherbox.com and use the discount code FCOL.
Nice.
Go to Cobb's and get your ticket for June 2nd.
Yeah, it's coming up.
San Francisco.
Guys, mm-hmm. It's a month away.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get off your butts.
Yeah.
Get onto the Cobb's website.
Go do it right now. We'll wait.
Okay. Hopefully you're back. And also subscribe to Patreon because we do a bonus episode every week, mm-hmm. every single week. Mm-hmm. And we're also, in addition to that, putting up vintage For Crying Out Loud episodes. We'll do one this week, right,
yeah.
Kaylin? Can we throw one up?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't we? this week is going to be just as juicy as every other week.
Yes, it
is. So you want to just for $5 a month, as low as $5 a month, you can be one of our subscribers. Just go to patreon.com and sign up and then go download the app. And if you want to do $50 a month, your business is going to get a shout out. Like this week, Letty Molina's Hempworks CBD oil. Guys, get it. It's only the THC is only 0.03, so it won't get you high, but it'll help you with stuff. So go to hempworks.com/lmolina. Kristen Ross does Babyerge,
B-A-B-I-E-R-G-E.
If you're in San Diego, you want to pimp out your car or your hotel room, go to babyairs.com/Kristen119. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. Also, the Sip and Shine podcast used to be called Wine and Shout. And it's a great podcast for moms. And Carrie Gillen is going to be on our show in May. You guys are going to love her. She's really honest. She's been through some shit.
Nice.
And she's willing to talk about it.
Okay.
So Sip and Shine podcast. The Wayne Foundation is a nonprofit helping get kids out of sexual trafficking. Go to waynefdn.org to help. By the way, Ulysses.
I love him.
Lost his job, but now has a new job
I
already.
I saw that.
But now he got a new job.
You see?
Closer
he's a
to
good
his
guy.
House.
Aw. Yay, Ulysses.
And a happy birthday to Ulysses.
It's happy birthday, Ulysses.
Happy birthday.
Aww. We love you.
We do.
Also, Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. They're an interior design service out of Chicago. You could go visit her when you go to Chicago, Lynette.
Yes, I should.
Yeah. interiorchicago.com/interior-design to find out more. Tish Clevenger adds 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Clevenger.juiceplus.com or Tish Clevenger at sbcglobal.net. Shelby Mullen, she has an online company called Woof and Wild, and they sell handmade dog bandanas, and a dollar from every sale is donated to various animal rescues and organizations. So check them out at woofandwild.com. And next week I have a couple more.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you signed up for the $50 level, there's a couple of you guys, and you didn't send me your business information, send it through the app or go contact me on Facebook.
Nice.
All right.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death, everything's mine. Yeah, I'm working, making money. I'm just starting to build a name. I can't feel it around the corner. I love you.